Attorney General Eric Holder is reportedly in New Orleans today, announcing sweeping reform of that city's police department after a Justice Department review requested by Mayor Mitch Landrieu. Yesterday, Holder was in Philadelphia, announcing a federal program to fight street criminals. Let's start there. You'll remember the surge, the tactic of increasing troop levels to seize the initiative in Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, a form of the surge is being tried in U.S. cities like Philadelphia, which has received 50 federal agents, intelligence analysts, and investigators assigned to the city for 4 months. Evan Perez covers the Justice Department for The Wall Street Journal. And Evan, between today's news and yesterday's, it feels like a federal crackdown is going on. But this surge in Philadelphia began on June 4th. So why was it only announced yesterday by Attorney General Holder and Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter?
Well, I think one of the things they wanted to do was to see that the operation get underway. They didn't want to tip their hand too much to folks who, some of the people who they were trying to arrest on some of the early operations. And also, frankly, I think they wanted to have some of the results to be able to show, you know, to be able to say what they've done under this search. So there's a couple of reasons, I think, that they were trying to make sure they waited a couple of weeks.
Well, you quote a special agent saying the goal is to identify, investigate, and prosecute the worst of the worst. So how's it, you know, how's it supposed to work, and how has it worked?
Well, I visited with some of these folks in recent days, and one of the things they're doing is essentially they're building dossiers on people who are known criminals, people who have felony records, and who are still basically, you know, terrorizing neighborhoods in North Philadelphia, West Philadelphia, which are parts, you know, hot spots of violent crime in that city. And what they do is they essentially come up with a strategy of, you know, what these people are up to. If they're doing drugs, if they're dealing drugs, if they're operating crews to do robberies and home invasions and stuff like that, and come up with a way to do drug buys and have a pretext to essentially go after them and take them down. And what they're hoping to do is to use the federal system, which doesn't let these guys just walk out on bail. Under the state system, which is very overwhelmed in Philadelphia, it's very easy to get bail. And very often, you know, you have examples of people who've been arrested 30, 40 times and never even have a criminal record because things keep getting pleaded down.
Federal charges more severe than state ones. But how many people have been arrested? What's the record so far?
Well, yesterday they were talking about how they've done about 300 arrests. They've done some. They've basically tried to take down a bunch of crews. You know, take away weapons and so on. I think it might be too early to be able to maybe assess how effective this will be in Philadelphia and in other places where they've been trying.
Well, and they've been tried in this system has been tried in Oakland, California. New Orleans is just wrapping up. There are some mixed results, and I guess some of the questions are, you know, we know that Philadelphia had reduced its police force by over 200 officers in recent years, so the Obama administration is trying to help cities struggling with high crime. But might it be like what we're seeing in Iraq? You know, people lay low and then come back after the program is over, or cities become reliant on the federal government to help them fight crime.
You know, that's one of the criticisms of programs like this. I mean, I think you hear people in Congress, Republican members of Congress especially, point out that this is something that cities need to be able to budget for themselves, and the federal government needs to stay away. But it is something that, you know, it's hard when you have a city like Philadelphia, you have Chicago, Oakland, places where are essentially going against the grain, where crime is down around the country to historic lows, really, in 30, 40 years. And you still have crime going up in Philadelphia. I think you have a 3% increase in shootings, 8% increase in homicides this year. At one point this year, it was up 20%. So it's hard for, I think, you know, the government, the federal government, to say no to cities like that that need help.
Well, and so just very briefly, these programs being announced, and Eric Holder, who was held in contempt by the House last month for withholding those documents having to do with the gun investigation, having a reboot, is that what we're seeing here?
I think he's, you know, this is one way for him to change the topic. You know, the stories now are about him working on voting rights issues and on crime, and I think that's one way for him to sort of salvage what he can over the next few months of his legacy.
Yeah. Evan Perez, Justice Department correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks as always.
Thank you.